Okay, today is Daf Lamed Zayin. We're on Lamed Vav Lamed Beis at the Gemara, second line from the bottom. Here we go. Ravacha bar Huna, Rav Shmuel Brei Rabba bar Rav Huna, bar Rav Chana, Rav Yitzchak Brei Rav Yehuda, Tani Shavuos Bei Rabba. They learned Shavuos in front of Rabba. Okay? Who'd they learn Shavuos in front of? Rabba. This is going to become necessary later. Paga Bei Rav Kahana. They bumped into Rav Kahana. Amar. Rav Kahana's Amaluhu, he said like this. This is a fascinating question. It's a fascinating question. Very interesting question. The question is, the rule is that if somebody makes a Shavuos HaPikadon, bimezid, what's the halacha? They have to bring a carbon. They lied bimezid, they have to pay back whatever they withheld, plus a fifth, plus a carbon. Bimezid, they did it bimezid. Right? What if they were warned beforehand, don't do that? What's the story then? Hizid b'shavuot ha'pikado. He's going to make a shavuot b'mezid. He knows it's a lie. The hisrubo. And they're warned. He's warned, don't make that shavuot. Mahu, what's the story? So Rashi says on top, chayev carbon o malchus o shnein. I chayev a carbon. I chayev malchus now. You were warned not to swear falsely. Oh, maybe both. Now, Rashi says, Gabi Shavuos HaEdus, by Shavuos HaEdus, do you know Edus for me? Swear you don't know Edus for me. Right? Afal Gaf, even though it's the same thing, the Mechayev Nami Mezik Shogig, the Tozo Chayev Mezik by Shogig. However, Lekal Limibaya Hachbaya, you can't ask this question by Shavuos HaEdus. Why not? Because by Shavuos HaEdus, Mishum She'en Hasroa Hasroa Zvadai, Kishavuos HaEdus. It's not Hasroa Zvadai. What am I going to tell Mati? I think Mati has Edus for me. So what am I going to tell him? Come give Edus for me? He said, I don't have Edus for you, Menachem. What do you want from me? I said, I swear. So now, what am I going to warn him for? If it's false, how do I know he has Edus for me? I don't know. I think he does. So it's a false, it's not a Shavuos, it's not a Hasroas Vadai. It's only a Hasroas Safek. As opposed to, I gave you my thing to watch. Where is it? I don't have it. Swear.
So why bother warning him?
Because if I warn him, I'll get malchus. It's the only time you have a case where the mazid you have to bring a carbon. That's not the only time. There are other mazids that bring carbonos. Asham, Shifcha, Harufa, something. Asham, Nazir. But those are not really... So if I warn you, do you get malchus now? What malchus do you get? For swearing falsely. You hear this? Very interesting question. So Rashi just says... Do I know if you have Edus that I'm going to warn you about it? It's only Hasroas Safek. However, when it comes to an item, I know I gave you the item. I know you're lying. So therefore, it's not Hasroas Safek. It's Hasroas Vadai. So if I warn you, to Edom warn him, whatever it is, does that change the fact that now maybe he should get Malchus? That's the Gemara. Very interesting question, no? You hear this question? Everyone got the question?
Yeah.
We're going to spend the whole day with this question. So make sure you get this question down pat. Now, what's the story? Kivin the Chiddush, who is it a Chiddush? The Bechala Torah, lo Ashkechan, mid-mazid, the Maisi carbon. You never find a mazid who brings a carbon. Now you do, what rare, like I said, Asham Metora, Asham Shivcha Cheruva, there are rare ones, but you really don't find such a thing. So, V'hacha Maisi carbon. Here, the guy's taka bringing a carbon. Right? So then, Loshna Asru Bey. Loshna Lo Asru Bey. Has nothing to do with being warned. Whether or not he's warned, he has to bring a carbon. Warning is irrelevant when it comes to this, right? Odha Dilma. Hani Mili Hecha Dilo Asru Bey. That's only if they didn't warn him. Aval Hecha Asru Bey. But if you give him a warning beforehand, Milka Lucky. Carbon Lo Maisi. Then you get Malchus. Forget the carbon. Oh, Dilmore, maybe. Hava Avidna. Do both. Hava Avdina. Do both. So that's the Gemara's question. That's Rav Kahana's question. Rav Kahana had this question. So Amale, Tanina. I'll tell you the answer. The answer is very obvious. There's a braisa that says like this. Chamura Haimenu, Shavuos HaPikadon. Shavuos HaPikadon is more chamur than Shavuos HaEdus. It's more chamur. Why? What way is it more chamor? Why is it more chamor? Shechayavin al zedona makos. Because if you do it b'mezid, you're going to get malchus. Where'd that come from? Right here, what do you see? If you do b'mezid, you're going to get malchus. Val shigigasa, and if you did it b'shogig, right? What's b'shogig? B'shogig could mean, not that I didn't know I have the item. That's not shogig. Shogig means I didn't know what the punishment would be. Right? If you did it b'shogig, then asham kesef shkolim. Then you have to bring kesef shkolim. Right? You have to bring a carbon if you did it b'shogig, right? What is it? What did we just say? Right? Now, when it comes to Shavuos eight, what's the chumrah? What's the chumrah? It's more machmir than Shavuos Eidus. What's the chumrah? The chumrah l'chora is that b'Shavuos Eidus there can never be malchus. No such thing. Now, mid amar le'al zdona makos, if it says that the punishment for Shavuos ha'pikaron is malchus, michlal ta'asrubei. There had to have been a warning. You can't get malchus without being warned before. That's impossible. If there's malchus, there has to have been hasra. There can be no such malchus without hasra. That's an impossibility in the Jewish religion. Can't have that. So by the fact that it said, you know what? Shavuos ha'pikaron is much more machmir than Shavuos ha'edus. Yeah, why? Because you can get malchus for it. You don't get malchus for Shavuos ha'edus. How do you get malchus for Shavuos ha'pikaron? It must be he was warned. Must be. Right? Udegamar malchus in carbon low. So it says malchus. What about a carbon? Not a carbon. It doesn't mention a carbon. For shogig, it mentions a carbon. Not for the, what do you call it? Umay chumra. What's the chumra? In what way is that more machmir? Because the nichal leilin is the nicey carbon. I'd rather bring a carbon, not get malchus. Nobody wants to get malchus. It hurts. Right? So I spend a few dollars on a carbon. Okay, I'd rather be. So by shuas eidos, I just bring a carbon. By shuas abikud, I'm going to get malchus. It's much worse to get malchus. Much more machmir to get malchus. Nobody wants that. Right? So what do you see? We've just proven Rav Kahana had a kasha. His kasha was, and what if he warned? We just brought a raya from a brisa, you get malchus. Case closed. Right? You hear? Says the Gemara, Amalu Rav Avraham Bar Iti, Man Tana Zadon Shavuos HaBikaron Lo Nidin LeKapara. Who said that, brisa? Who said that a Shavuos HaBikaron does not bring a carbon? Who said that? That's from Shimon. That's a Das Yochid. Aval Rabbanon, carbon, nami maisi. A Rabbanon, the Rabbanon would hold, you bring a carbon. So don't bring, that's not a raya, that brisa. Why is that brisa not a raya? Why is that brisa not a raya? That brisa is not a raya. That brisa is not a raya because that brisa is a Das Yochid. It's a Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Only Shimon holds that. No one else holds that. It's not a raya.
So is Reb Shimon holds that you do both?
No. Reb Shimon holds you only get malchus. Says, I'm not sure who's talking here. Says the Gemara, Rav Bar Iti. That's not an answer. That's only Das Yochid of Reb Shimon says that. No one else says that. As a matter of fact, Amalu Rav Kahana, Bar Mina Dahi. Forget that brisa. The Ana Taninala, I learned that brisa. Vahachi Taninala. And I learned it like this. I have a different gersa, which the brisa doesn't even say what you said it said. What is it? What is my gersa? It says echad zedona, whether it's b'mezid, v'echad b'shog shigagasa, or whether it's b'shogig, asham kesef shkalim. The asham, you have to bring a carbon. It doesn't. My version doesn't mention malchus. My version doesn't mention. First of all, you have a version I don't have. Even your version is a das yachid. And my version, I don't even have that version. My version was that there is no malchus. Doesn't mention malchus at all. So that's not a kasha. So, umay chumra, what's the chumra? What's the chumra? In what way, according to this, in what way is Shavuos ha'pikaron worse than Shavuos ha'edus? In what way? The answer is, because the ilu hasam, by Shavuos ha'edus, chatas bazdanka. The chatas is cheaper. What that means is, you could spend any amount on the chatas, and by the way, to cover all of your aid. So if you're in a lower tax bracket, you could pay less. Hacha, but a shvuz hapikadon is asham kesef shkalim. It's a set amount. It's a set amount. Two shkalim, much more expensive than any amount. You can find some cheap animal somewhere for the OLVO rate. You're good to go. By a shvuz hapikadon, no such kula. It's much more machmer. It costs you more money. You hear that? Now, v'ligmar minei. So why can't this brisa now be a raya to Rav Kahana? Rav Kahana had a question. What's the story if you're warned? What we just said. If you did it b'mezid, you bring a carbon. So what do you see? No malchus. In his version, no malchus. So the more answer is, no. Dilma, dolashubbe. Maybe he wasn't warned. What?
Can we just say before he doesn't have to be warned?
He doesn't have to be warned for b'mezid. He has to be warned for malchus. So that bride is not a raya. That bride said, what way is Shavuos HaPikaron more machmir?
Why is this, in any case, makes any difference? If this is the original premise is a one-off shoot anyway.
What do you mean?
There's no other case example like
that. Exactly. That's
so why are you trying to gain proof some other things?
We're trying. Because we said, there's a bride that said that if you over Shavuos HaPikaron, you get malchus.
I know, but...
So Rav Kahana said, I didn't learn that Brisa first. The second one, that's Yochid anyway.
The original idea is for
it. I know. So we're going to get to that at the end. We'll get to that at the end, you'll see. So just to bring you up to speed, the Gemara has a question. Shavuos HaPikaron, right? Well, I ask you to watch something. I come back and I say, where is it? You say, I don't have it. I say, will you swear? You say, yeah, of course I'll swear. Now, you're swearing falsely. B'mezid. What's the halacha? Halacha is, you have to pay it back. Plus a fifth, plus a carbon. And the Gemara asked, what if I warned you? You better not swear falsely. You better, if you swear falsely, you're going to be terrible at Averos. It's a terrible Averos. It's necessary to Dibros. Not to swear falsely. You swear falsely, terrible. Do you get Malchus for that? After all, you swore falsely. If I warn you, do you get Malchus for that? It's very rare to have a case of a mazid bring a carbon. So maybe if I warn you, then everything changes. Now you get Malchus. Now, the Gemara is suggesting, maybe you get Malchus, no carbon. Maybe you get both. And maybe you tackle only still bring a carbon. Forget that Malchus. So we tried to bring one Raya, it was a bad Raya. Now the Gemara is going to try again. The whole day through this question. Toshma, another Raya. Ein chayav in al shigagasa. What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said, there's no chayav on a shogeg. What's a shogeg? When I ask you, you have the item? You say, no, I don't have the item. So you swear? Of course I'll swear. You totally forgot you had the item. Legitimate, honest man, you totally forgot. So that's not even a shogeg, it's like an onet. You don't bring a carbon for that. But the Mishnah said that. Ein chayev al shigagasa. You're not chayev on a shogeg. It's a complete mistake, you totally forgot. Uma hein chayevin. What are you chayev on? Al zedona. If you did it on purpose. You did it on purpose. I want that item, I don't want to give it back to him. I'm going to lie, I'm going to keep it myself. Asham kesef shkolim. And what do you have to do? You have to bring a carbon worth 2 shkalim. Now, my lav bid asrube. Didn't I warn you? What kind of question is that? Hachanami, dolo asrube. No, I didn't warn you. Right? That's not a raya anyway. It's not a raya. Then it would be a raya that there is no malchus. Why? Because there doesn't mention malchus. Just says a carbon. So, but did I warn you? I didn't warn you. Okay, Toshma. Try to bring another raya. This Raya, Rashi himself says, look at the Rashi of Lo Imamarta, Lo Yadi'in and Mai Koi Lo Imamarta. Says Rashi, I have no idea what's going on here. Now Rashi says that, what chance do we have? Right? Rashi says, Lo Yadan, I don't know, but Mai Koi Le Lo Imamarta. What does it mean, Lo Imamarta? What's going on? Tashma. This is what Mati was getting at. The Gemara was trying, this whatever Brisa this is, it's a Brisa, is trying to compare a Shavua, the carbon of a Shavua, right? The din of a Shavua by Epikadon, the din of a Shavua by Epikadon, to a Nazir who became Tameh. Now when a Nazir becomes Tameh, he has to become Tahar, bring Karbanos because he got Tameh, and then start over his Naziris, right? So the Gemara is comparing. The Brisa, I'm sorry, is comparing, right? Lo imamarta b'nazir tamei. If you want to tell me that whatever halacha is applied by another tamei, shkein loke, you get malchus for that, right? You get malchus for that, right? Tomer b'shavuos hapikaron she'ein aloke. So by shavuos hapikaron, this should not be malchus. Says Rashi, I don't know what's this talking about. What's going on here? Right? Rashi doesn't know what's going on. So I also don't know what's going on. But somehow there was some kind of comparison between a Nazir Tameh, so not only is he, if he becomes Tameh, not only does he get Malkus, if he did a Bemezid, he has to start over, he has to bring Karbonos, right? Now, if you want to tell me that a Nazir Tameh has to get Malkus, so why should the Shavuot Zeh Pikadon get Malkus? That's what all the Brisa said. What's the Svara, why should that be a connection? Rashi says, I don't know. Right? But the Gemara, but the Brisa was connecting, was comparing a Nazir who becomes Tameh to a Shavuot Zeh Pikadon. But what do you see in the bottom line? There's no Malkus. Right? There's Malkus by a Nazir. There's not Malkus by a Shavuot Zeh Pikadon. What's the apples to oranges? Nazir Tameh to Shavuot Zeh Pikadon? I don't know. Rashi didn't know either. Right? Now, Midika Amar Loke, if there's going to be Malkus, let's say by a Nazir, Michlal, the Asirbe, has to be warned. It's impossible in the Jewish religion to get Malkus without being warned. So if there's Malkus in the Parsha, there's a warning. Right? Vika Amar, and what did the Brisa say? Tomar b'shvuz ha-pikadon she'en aloka, there's no Malkus. Aval karbon maisi, but there is a carbon that you have to bring. So what do you see? According to this Brisa, even if it was warned, you better not make that shavuot ha-pikadon. You better not lie to me. I know you have my item. You better not, if you lie to me, you're gonna violate the Seres HaDibros that says not to lie, not to swear falsely, and you're gonna have to bring a maybe like a Malkus even. Says the Brisa, no, there's no Malkus for that. There's no Malkus for that. By another there's Malkus, not by this. So what do you see? There's no Malkus, even though you were warned. Rav Kahana's question is answered. It's kind of out of question. What's the story if you're warned about Malkus? Do you get Malkus? I don't know. Never came up such a thing. So if a Brisa from Nazir, then you don't get Malkus. Right? Says the Gemara, no. My Eno Loke, what does it mean when it says you don't get Malkus? It means the Eno Niftar mi Malkus. It means that Malkus is not good enough of a punishment for you. And you have to bring a carpet also. You have to do both. But it's not a riot, they don't get Malkus. You hear that answer? Okay? Now, Michlal, you want to tell me now that the Nazir Tameh Niftar b'Malkus? That would mean that a Nazir Tameh only gets Malkus? It's also not true. In other words, a Nazir Tameh, it's enough for him to get Malkus. This is how we're explaining that price. By Shavuot Zeh Pikadon, it's not enough to get Malkus. You also have to get more than that. What's more than that? Carbon. That's not true. The Nazir has to bring carbon also.
I'm not getting this connection.
What?
I'm not getting this connection. That's why Paulina was
the Nazir. So Rashi also didn't get the connection. Rashi, I don't know what the connecting. But there's a Brisa out there that said, a Nazir, if he's Tameh, Bemezid, gets Malkus.
That's the answer. That's the connection.
But a Shavuot Zeh Pikadon doesn't get Malkus. That's like saying, a Nazir Tameh gets Malkus, but if you come into the Davening, then you don't get Malkus. And what's the connection?
Does a Nazir have to swear?
What? A Nazir is about to walk into a cemetery. You see him, you and your buddy, by the way, you're not allowed to do that. Aren't you a Nazir? You walk into a cemetery. What?
You're becoming a Nazir, does he make a Shavuot?
Yes. Yeah, but that's not the issue. No. He's violating, but he's getting Malkus, not because he's violating the Shavuot. He's getting Malkus because another is not allowed to go into a cemetery. He's not allowed to become Tommy. He says, I know I'm not allowed, I don't care, I'm doing it anyway. So he's Benazin violating it. Yes, he violated his Shavuot. That's not the reason that he's getting Malkus. And even if it is, it's not a Shavuot HaPikadon. There are Shavuot you get Malkus for. Right? Shavuot Sheker, we learned. That's not a Shavuot HaPikadon. So if another Tommy gets Malkus, right? Which he does. And that's the only punishment he gets. A Shavuot HaPikadon doesn't get Malkus. And that's the only punishment he gets. Why doesn't he get Malkus? Because he also has to get a carbon. That's what we're answering. It's not a raya that Shavuot HaPikadon doesn't get Malkus. Because maybe he gets Malkus and he has to bring carbon. Both. Now, if that's both, then the Nazir is both. Right? Then the Nazir has to get Malkus. And that one, he doesn't have to bring a carbon. That's not true. He does bring a carbon. It's not true. Your whole thing is flawed, right? Ha carbon tziv, bay. He doesn't have to bring a carbon. Of course he has to bring a carbon. Again, what's the connection between another Tami and Pikadon? There's no connection. Because Rashi says, I don't know what the connection is. It's like saying, a guy does this, he has to bring the... Right? So if a guy is not nice to his wife, he's not going to get Malkus. What's the connection?
But he's giving you the connection. The connection is, it's something you violate b'mezid with a carbon, and you have to give a carbon.
And you get malchus.
Forget about that. That's the side part.
That was the raya. The question was, do you get malchus?
Two other things. What the connection of the original question?
The question was, if you're warned, if a shuas hapikaron is warned for malchus, does he get malchus? What do we say? By nazir tami, he does get malchus. So by here, he doesn't. So what do you see? You don't get malchus.
I thought how we started it is you have a mazid that still you have to bring a carbon for. And here you have to give the exam.
No, the connection was by nazir. There's a mazid, and you get malchus.
But you still bring a carbon.
Forget the carbon for a minute. But by Shuas HaPikaron, there is no Malchus. That's the Raya. There's no Malchus.
I didn't get that right.
So what do you see? There's no Malchus. Because by a Shavuos, by a Nazir Tomei, there is Malchus. There's a Brisa that said, I can't argue with the Brisa. Says Rashi, the Brisa says this. What the Brisa means, I don't know. But the Brisa says, by a Nazir Tomei, yes Malchus. By Shuas HaPikaron, no Malchus. What do you see? There's no Malchus. Rav Kahana had a question. Does Shuas HaPikaron get Malchus or not? The Brisa says no. Another Tome, yes. Shuas HaPikaron, no Malchus. What's the connection? We don't know. But no Malchus. So what do you see? No Malchus. Says the Gemara, no, you know what it meant when it said no Malchus? It meant Malchus is not enough. You also need a carbon. That's what it meant to say. The Malchus is not enough. We started...
You bring a carbon regardless?
No. We started off the question. The question was, if somebody's Shuas HaPikaron and he gets warned, there are three options. Only still a carbon, only Malchus, or both. So you see from here, it's both. He needs a carbon also, right? Now, if that's true, then when we started off this brisa, a Nazir only gets Malchus. What about a carbon? Of course he has to bring a carbon. So the whole premise is wrong. So the Gemara answers, no. Yes, another has to bring a carbon, but not because he made a mistake. Hasam, maisi carbon, keichi detecha ale naziris b'tahira. It's just to start over the naziris again. It's not a punishment. It's not a kapara. That's the word. It's not a kapara. It's just to start over again. You understand? That's a different kind of carbon. That's why that, yes. So the answer is, a nazir brings a carbon to start over, and he gets malchus. What about a shuas hapikaron? No malchus. Is that a raya that there's no malchus? Even if he's warned, no, it's not a raya at all. It could be he's malchus and a carbon. So we don't have an answer. So this is not a good brisa. Okay, you got all that? Okay. Oh my goodness. Okay, that was the easy part of today's daf. Now this next part is very hard. Amru rabbanon kamei derabba. The rabbanon said in front of Rabba. Now, by the way, we started off the daf that all these people were learning in front of Rabba, and they bumped into Rav Kahana. And Rav Kahana asked this very interesting question, right? So now, Amru Rabbanon Kamei DeRabba. The Rabbanon said in front of Rabba, Rabba said to them, Michlal, right? Rav Kahana had a suffik. What was his suffik? What's the halacha if Edom warned somebody about a Shavuos HaPikaron, Edom give him asra? What's the story? What's the punishment? Is it Malchus? Is it a carbon? Or is it both? Right? Michlal, from the fact that he asked that question, the chilo asrube, what if there's no hasra? What if there's no hasra? The ikko Edom, but there are Edom. There were Edom that Edom watched the whole transaction. No Hasra. But there were Edom. Right? What would the halacha be? Mechayev. He'd be Chayev a carbon. Okay? Right? Why would he be Chayev a carbon? Because Edom are going to testify that Reuven asked Shimon to watch his stuff. Shimon said fine. And now Shimon's denying it. So there were Edom that watched it. So Edom are going to come to Bezin, they're going to testify about that. Is there Hasra? There was no Hasra. Right? But what if they're Edom? Normally, you've never had this either. Normally, I ask you, where's the item? You deny it. I make you swear. And it turns out that you're lying. But I have Edom now. So if I have Edom, do I need your denial? I don't need your denial. Do I need your Shavua? I don't need your Shavua. I have Edom. What betayed him? Right? Nothing betayed him. I hate him. I don't need you. You can lie from the, I care what you say. Michlal, the lo asra bit, but there was no asra. So Rav Kahana's question now is not relevant. There was no asra. The ikka edim, but there were edim. There were edim. Right? Michayev. You're chayev what? A carbon. Why are you chayev a carbon? Because I have edim that say that you lied. I asked you for the item, you denied it, but I have edim that say you have it. Right?
That's not why you get a carbon. You get a carbon because there's no asra.
Hmm?
There's no asra.
There's never asra by asra type of carbon. It's bemazed.
Yeah.
Bemazed. Right? But I have edim now. It's a funny case. It's
stronger than anything.
Exactly. So, kfiras dvarim ba'almahu. So your denial is just words. I don't need your denial. I have edim. Edim beats words. You're denying it. So normally you deny it. Oh my goodness. I asked him, I watched, I gave him such an expensive thing to watch. He's now denying it. What am I going to do? I have to drag him to Bezdin, make him make a shvua. Then somehow he'll feel guilty. He'll admit he lied. I don't need to forget all that. I have edim. So your kfir is just called dvarim ba'alma. Just words. It's just words, right? Right. Now, Rav Kahana's question was, if this asra, what's the story? Is there edim? Is there malchus, a carbon, or both? What kind of question was that? If you have asra, you have edim. What kind of question was that? The whole question wasn't a question. Right? You have edim. If you have asra, you have edim. Right? The edim said, don't do it. Right? Right? Now, if you have edim, now, 1 second. Now, if there's asra, then you have edim. So why not get malchus? Why not? We should get malchus. He's lied. The Edom are there. They saw everything. They warned him not to do it. Why not? What's Kahana's question? Kahana was thought, oh, such an interesting question. What's Halacha going to be? It's so obvious. The Halacha is to get Malchus. Very simple. Why? Edom warned him. What's the question? So the Gemara says, Alma Kesavah Rabbah. Rabbah must hold, that a kofer b'mamon sheyesh olav Edom, putter. If you deny something, even though there are edim, you're putter.
From
a carbon, exactly. Right? You're putter. Right? Why am I putter? Because when you deny something when edim come anyway, you're still putter. It's a funny shita. Okay, he's entitled to his opinion. Right? So therefore, Rav Kahana's question was resurrected. Because in Rav's world, that's a suffix. Right? You deny it, even though you're edim, you're still not going to be a carbon. Now the question is, so do you get malchus or not? Amalei Rav Chanina l'Rabba, Tanya Misayalach. I have a bride that even supports this whole crazy thing. Why? It says in the Torah like this, I ask you, by a theft. You steal something, right? The pasuk says, if you find an aveda, and you deny it, v'chicheshba, you deny it, v'nishba ala sheker, then you swear falsely, right? So it says v'chicheshba, you deny it, prat lemode le'echad min ha'achin, o le'echad min ha'shutfin. But excluded is when you deny to one brother, you stole something from the Yerusha, you deny to one brother, you admit to the other brother, right? Now, you're not chayav a carbon for that, because you, why not? Because you admit it to one brother, you owe it. I owe you, I don't owe. Now the Gemara is going to ask, what kind of case is that? It doesn't make any sense, this case. Or, l'echad ben ha'shutfin. Or to one of the partners. Two partners, you steal an item from the partnership, you admit to one, you deny it, no carbon. Why is it no carbon? You admitted it. V'nishba al ha'sheker. What does that mean, v'nishba al ha'sheker? You swear falsely. Prat, what's excluded is, l'lova b'shtar, velo ve'be'edim, where you admit it in front of a shtar, or you admit it in front, you, sorry, prat velo ve'be'shtar, velo ve'be'edim, right? You can't deny if there's a shtar edim, right? Now, what did it say? Prat lemodev shtar modev edim. So there's no carbon if there are edim. Exactly what Rava said. Exactly what Rava said. You got that? If there's edim, there's no denial. Why? There are edim. So you can't deny it if there are edim. You hear that? So it's a brisa that supports what Rava just said. That's not a raya. Because it could be. But Omer, Lavisi, I borrowed the money. V'lo Lavisi be'edim. But I didn't borrow it in front of Edim. Or, Lavisi, V'lo Lavisi be'shtar. But I didn't have a shtar. So that's not a raya. Mimai, how do you know that? Midiktani, V'chichesh ba. It says V'chichesh ba. You deny it. Prat, L'mode, L'echad min ha'achin, L'echad min ha'ashutfin. What happened? You denied it to one of the brothers or one of the partners. Now, one sec, what does that mean? Hi, le'echem and achim. Hey, what do you mean, one of the brothers? Ilema, the odile, bepalga, di day. You I stole from. Your brother, no, him I didn't steal from. That doesn't make any sense. It's the same estate. What kind of person? That's not making any sense. Right? Ha'ika kfira de idach. There's a denial to one. So what? You denied it. Elalav, to amulet, we say like this. Mi tarvinan yizafta. I borrowed from both of you. I borrowed from both of you. Vamalahu lo michad minaychu yizafti. From one of you I didn't borrow from. From one of you I didn't borrow from. Tahavile kfiras devarim ba'alma. That's just silly. That's not, what are you doing? If I say I borrowed from both of you, and then I say, but you I didn't borrow from. What is that? It's not a normal denial. It's nothing. It's kfiras devarim. It's just denying of words. Umi dereisha kfiras devarim, seif anami kfiras devarim. And since the reisha is kfiras devarim, the seif is also kfiras devarim. What is kfiras devarim? What do you mean reisha and the seifa? Reisha was the case with the brothers. Seif was the case with the shtar. And therefore what? Therefore what? There's no raya that if you steal, that if you deny money with this edim, that you don't bring a carbon. There's no raya. That was very, very difficult.
He's only admitting that he stole from one of the brothers, not from both.
I know, but who did he borrow from? Who did he borrow from?
That's a different story.
No, so it's not a denial. What kind of denial is that?
No, he knows.
It's nothing. It's so silly. It's stupid.
He knows he borrowed from one of them.
What?
He knows he borrowed from one of them.
But it's the same estate. So it's not a denial. And the datum also. No, the datum in the second case. Second case was, I borrowed in front of Edim, and I say I borrowed it, but not in front of Edim. I borrowed the money, I'm not denying, but there was no Edim there. What kind of thing is that? What kind of denial is that? It's not a denial. So there's no raya that if there's a denial in front of Edim, you're putter from a carbon. You're putter from a carbon because you admitted it. You admitted it. Imagine this. You lend me money, and I say to you, I agree I owe you the money, but I want you to know, when I borrowed it from you, you were wearing a red shirt, not a blue shirt. So what? Well, that the detail makes no difference. Right? So I borrowed it, but there were no edim there. What kind of detail is that? I admit I owe you the money. That's why you don't bring a carbon. It's not a riot if there are edim, you don't bring a carbon. It's a riot at all. Good? Sibin, Chove, Kitos, Tabalabayas, Chomer, Gzeira. Nazira. Toshma. Eino Chayiv al Shigagasa. What did Mishnah say? You're not chayav a shuas ha'bikadon if it was a shogig. What's a shogig? It was a mistake. I totally forgot I had an item of yours. I totally forgot. You're not chayav a carbon on that. That was a mistake. It's a shogig. Umau chayav. What are you chayav on? Al zedona, asham kesef shtalim. Right? My lav. Doesn't that mean lezodon edim? Were you denying it that you're denying it in front of Edim, right? So what do you see from here? That if you deny something in front of Edim, you're chayav a karban, which is against what Rava said, right? So the Gemara says, no, lo, tadar atzmo. No, you don't need Edim, forget Edim. You didn't admit it on your own. After you lied, you did tshuva. You don't need Edim for this. Not a raya. Tashma, hayushtei kitei Edim. We had this last week. There were two sets of Edim. Kafra Rishona, if the first one denied it, Then the second one also denied it. They don't know any testimony for you. Shteim chayovas. They're both chayov. Why? But they sheichol eid l'skayim b'shteim. Because both are good eidim. Then we said, now one second. Bishlam ashniyad chayev. I understand why the second one's chayev. Da kapara la the kafar le karishona. Because the first one, the first set of eidim, denied they don't know anything about you. El rishona. Why is it the first one be chayev? Why? Because ha kritkaima shniya. The second one's around. So the first one didn't really make you lose money. Because the second one's still around. So what do you see from here? Right? Rabbah said that if you deny with Edim, you're potter. It's not true. So the Gemara answers, we asked this question last week, and we gave the following crazy answer. Amravina, no, hachabai eskinan, kagon shahayisa shnia, b'shas kefiris harishona, krovin, b'neshoseyan. The second pair was related to the first pair at the time they gave the testimony. So they couldn't give testimony because they were related. Then, they were related through the wives. Then, finishes saying, goes to those. Then the wives are on the deathbeds. Then they died. So now they're not relatives anymore. So now the second pair gets born. I would have said, Rav goes to Lamisa, that Rav people die, so it's like they're already dead, and therefore like they're not related. Kamashal, no, we don't say that. They're still alive. They're still related. Then they died afterwards. So on Monday, the first cot denied it. Did that cause loss to the guy? Absolutely. Why? There's no other eidim. I guess Reuven owes me $100. You have any eidim for me? We don't have any eidim for you. We'll deny it from today until tomorrow. Did it cause me a loss? Of course it caused me a loss. Why? I can't get my money. Then it happens to be on Tuesday, the wives died. So now another set of eidim now become available. So they go to them, they also deny it. So both eidim caused me a loss. That's the answer. It's not a riot to Rav at all. Again, Rav had this funny shita that if eidim deny you, if eidim come, your denial is irrelevant. There's no carbon. No, that's not a riot. Hashta mihas chayaninu v'lo shchivi. Because right now they're alive and they're not dead. Okay? Toshma. Let's try to make another riot. Balabayas shetan tainas ganav pipikadon. A balabayas shetan tainas ganav. What happens? I accuse you of stealing my item. You're supposed to watch my item, and I accuse you of stealing it. V'nishba, and you swore. V'hode, then you admit. You know what, I'm sorry, I took it. I stole it. Then, ubo edim. And edim also show up that you stole it. Now, im achelo bo edim, if the edim didn't come yet, hode, and you admit, v'shalim keren v'chomesh v'ashal. You pay a keren, a chomesh, and ashal. Im ishbo edim, but if edim came before you admitted it, Mishbo Edim, Hode, then you admit. Now Mishan Tashlum make Kefel, V'Asham. You have to make Kefel, and you have to bring a carbon Asham. What do you see from here? That denying it didn't stop you from bringing a carbon. Even though there are Edim here. So you see Rav is wrong? No. Hachanami Kedravina. No, the same answer. They weren't really valid Edim at the time because they were related to you. Then the wives died, then they became unrelated to you. So it's not a case of Edim because they weren't Edim. Amal Ravina Lervashi, Tashma. One more. Chamura mimenu shvus hapikadon. Now we have the exact same price we had in Amar Aleph, but for a different purpose. Now it's for this for Rabbis din, right? Shvua is worse than a shvus hapikadon is worse than a shvus edus. In what way? Shechayav and al zadon amakas val shigagatsa asham bekesef shkalim. Yechayav on a bemazed makos and on a shogeg an asham. Yechayav on a mazed makos. Right? Migdkar Maloke, Siddha says you chayv malkis, Michal de Ike Adim, but they're Adim. Vikaamar, Ashigasa Asham, because of Shalom. What do you say? You still bring the carbon, even though they're Adim. So Rav is wrong. Amale, Rav Mordechai Barmine, leave that case out. They dumbly Rav Kana. Rav Kana had a whole different girsa. Rav Kana said had a whole different version. Ana, Tinidale, Vachit Tinidale. I didn't have malkis in there at all. Echad, Zedona, Viechad Shigagasa, Asham Bekesef Shkalim. I didn't mention Malkus at all. I didn't mention Edom at all. I mentioned Shogeg and Mazid. Nothing to do with Edom, nothing to do with Malkus. Not a Kasha. Tashma, another Raya. Lo imarta benazir Tomei, Shkei Loke. Well, if another Tomei gets Malkus, Tomei b'shivuot ha'ein b'kadon, she ain't a Loke. B'shivuot ha'b'kadon doesn't get Malkus. And we had that we didn't understand that in Aleph. We're not going to understand it again either. Hichi Dami, what's the case? Ed leko Edim. If there are no Eidim, I loka. That's a fundamental of Jewish religion. You have to have Eidim to get Malkus. Ela pshita dik edim. There was edim. Viktani, what do we say? Tomer v'shvus ha'pikaron she'en aloka. By v'shvus ha'pikaron, there's no malchus. Milku d'lalaki, avo carbon maisi. You bring a carbon. Rabba said, if it's edim, you don't bring a carbon. So you have to do the rabba, so you have to. Rabba's wrong. Okay? Okay, even though we're way behind, it will stop now. Tomorrow, we'll catch up over tomorrow and Shabbos, because tomorrow and Shabbos are easy dafs. A lot of agadas are tomorrow and Shabbos. We'll pick up tomorrow, and we'll catch up. Everybody have a very good and safe and dry day.
Good.
Safe day.